This is the Year of Prayer podcast from the Christian Heritage Center at Stonyhurst. Join us as we explore the depths of the church's tradition and reflect on the nature of prayer throughout 2024, designated by the Holy Father as a year of prayer. Saint Pio of Pietrelcina is one of the great prophetic voices of the 20th century, with great insight into the spiritual problems of the individuals who came to him for advice, as well as those of the world at large. He once lamented that today's society does not pray. That is why it is falling apart. Living in an age marked by the most destructive wars in human history and the great crises of secularization that followed, Pio was astutely aware that a world alienated from God was caused by a deep spiritual malaise among peoples, which allowed the forces of evil to take root in modern societies. But he also identified a solution to the problem, a solution that must be taken to heart by individuals who might heroically lead society back to the embrace of the merciful Savior. Prayer is the best weapon we possess, the key that opens the heart of God. In classic Capuchin Franciscan fashion, he encourages us to unite our spiritual turmoil to the sufferings of Christ crucified. Pray that God will console you when you feel the burden of the cross, for in doing so, you are in no way acting against the will of God, but you are placing yourself beside the Son of God, who asked his Father during the agony in the garden to send him some relief. But if he is not willing to give it, be ready to pronounce the same fiat, so be it, that Jesus did. Of course, conformity to Christ's sufferings on Calvary is granted most perfectly through the celebration of the Eucharist, and unsurprisingly, the Mass holds a central place in Padre Pio's prayer life. It would be easier for the world to exist without the Son, he says, than without the Holy Mass. He was also an ardent advocate of Eucharistic adoration, saying that 1,000 years of enjoying human glory is not worth even an hour spent sweetly communing with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Therefore, he exhorts us, kneel down and render the tribute of your presence and devotion to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Confide all your needs to him, along with those of others. Speak to him with filial abandonment. Give free rein to your heart, and give him complete freedom to work in you as he thinks best. May we visit Christ in the Blessed Sacrament often, as Padre Pio did.
Thank you for listening.
Uniting
to the
ourselves
Prayer
with the passion of Christ,
from the CHC
so that we
at Stonyhurst
too might share the glory.
Please visit
of the
our Year of Prayer webpage at christianheritagecenter.com/year-of-prayer, where you can access all our Year of Prayer material and also subscribe to our Year of Prayer email list. The music heard on this podcast is Sacerdotes Domini by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, performed by Harry Christopher's 16 in the album Palestrina, Volume 8.